AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. As he meets with allies in Brussels, President Biden is touting unity as the best way to fight back after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The president says Vladimir Putin did not anticipate this.
Putin was banking on NATO being split.
At the alliance's headquarters, the president says it instead is more united than ever, and in a series of summits with European leaders.
The single most important thing. It's for us to stay unified.
Part of the discussion focused on how to respond to a potential Russian chemical attack in Ukraine. The president's also announced more sanctions on Russia, more humanitarian aid for Ukraine as well. But the allies are stopping short of providing all the weaponry Ukraine's president wants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a plea to NATO countries.
You have not less than 20,000 tanks. Ukraine просила відсоток.
He said you have at least 20,000 tanks. Ukraine asked for 1% of all your tanks. President Biden also says he wants Russia out of the G20. As the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings wrap up for the Supreme Court nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
The committee heard this review of Jackson from Jean Vita with the American Bar Association.
Reviewers describe her integrity as beyond reproach, impeccable, and of the highest caliber. As one reviewer put it, you write the word integrity, and then you put her initials next to it.
Arizona lawmakers approved a bill to outlaw abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Three Muslim Americans filed a lawsuit alleging border officers questioned them about their religious beliefs in violation of their constitutional rights. The Dow finished up 349 points. This is AP News. North Korea fired a suspected long-range missile.
The missile, aimed toward the sea, will be the North's first such test since 2017, raising the ante in a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the US and other rivals to accept it as a nuclear power and remove crippling sanctions. The launch extended North Korea's barrage of tests this year after nations said the country is preparing a flight of its biggest ever intercontinental ballistic missile. Japan's prime minister has told reporters the missile possibly landed near Japanese territorial waters, calling the launch an unforgivable recklessness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A second insider in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer told jurors the group was prepared to use a grenade launcher and machine gun to fight security officers at her vacation home. Caleb Franks says he believed Whitmer's coronavirus restrictions were tyrannical. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.